A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. Lo, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the day of the Lord comes, the great and terrible day, to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with doom. The word of the Lord. Lift up your heads and see, your redemption is near at hand. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him and his covenant for their instruction.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy towards her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said in reply, No, he will be called John. But they answered her, There is no one among your relatives who has this name. So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, John is his name. And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My brothers and sisters, it's good to be here on this Monday December 23rd. And Father Leonard, thank you so much for inviting me and allowing me to be here this morning and to preach. So the day of Christmas is just about here, December 23rd. It's here at our doorstep. And for most of us, or maybe many of us, our preparations are just about done or pretty much completed. And so it is for the church as well. The preparations for the birth of our Lord are rapidly coming to its miraculous and joyous and glorious conclusion. The church has been asking us this entire Advent season to prepare our hearts and our minds for the birth of his only Son, Jesus. We are to prepare by reading and meditating on the scriptures. We are to prepare by receiving the sacraments worthily and well. And if we do these things, read scripture, meditate upon it, receive the sacraments, our hearts will be ready to receive our Savior, and more, we will be able to celebrate with great joy and thanksgiving his coming to us on Christmas Day. Our scriptures today continue our preparation by reminding us that God, our eternal, perfect, all-powerful, all-merciful, all-loving Father, he will be faithful to his promise. He is coming to save us. He is coming to rescue us from sin and death. And so all of the preparations from the beginning of time are in place and ready for his Son. So the reading from today's first reading from the prophet Malachi is his prophecy about the coming of John the Baptist, how God will send Elijah the prophet before the day of the Lord, the prophet who will prepare the way of the Lord by the conversion of the hearts of fathers and their children. And that's you, and that's me. And he sends John so that our hearts will be repentant and converted, and that we will be ready, willing, and able to receive Jesus, his Son, when he comes. And so we hear in today's gospel from St. Luke about the birth of John the Baptist, how Zechariah's only son will not be named after him, but rather that his only son will be called John. That was the name that was given to the child by the archangel Gabriel. Zechariah gives the name John in obedience to this message from the angel who foretold his miraculous conception and birth. Gabriel told Zechariah that his son John will be great before the Lord, that he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, which is a foretelling of the visitation, the visit of Mary and Elizabeth, and that John will go before the Lord in the spirit and the power of Elijah. These things were prophesied by the archangel Gabriel when he appeared to Zechariah 9 months before in the temple. These words from Gabriel are fulfilling the prophecy of Malachi about the coming of the Lord. And after being struck silent and being unable to speak because of his doubting God's power to give him and Elizabeth the gift of a child, even in their very old age, after these 9 months of silence, to think about the words spoken by the angel, and now seeing how those words are being fulfilled, Zechariah writes what the angel commanded. John is his name. And his speech is immediately restored. St. Luke tells us that immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. St. John Paul II had some words about this particular gospel passage. St. John Paul II wrote these words in the year 2001. He writes, "His name is John. Before his astonished kinsmen, Zechariah confirms that this is the name of his son, writing it on a tablet. God himself, through his angel, had given that name, which in Hebrew means God is benevolent. God is benevolent to human beings. He wants them to live. He wants them to be saved. God is benevolent to his people. He wants to make of them a blessing for all the nations of the earth. God is benevolent to humanity. He guides its pilgrim ray towards the land where peace and justice reign. All this is contained in that name, John. End of his quotation. So God can and does do miraculous things. God came to Elizabeth and Zechariah to give them their long-awaited child. God came to Mary and Joseph to give them and to give to us his only son, the long-awaited Messiah. God seeks to come to us today to be with us, to love us, to forgive us, and to do miraculous things even today in our lives. God chose an elderly, barren couple, Elizabeth and Zechariah, to give them the gift of life, their precious son. God chose a humble and pure young maiden, Mary, to give to her and to us the gift that is life itself, Jesus, our Lord, our God, and our Savior. God gives to Mary and Joseph and to us his Son, who is the way, the truth, and the life. God gives life to Elizabeth and Zechariah through their son, John. God gives life to Mary and Joseph and to all of us today, life through his Son, Jesus. The church gives us this Advent as a time of preparation for the coming of Jesus. God the Father perfectly arranged all the circumstances of time and place for the birth of his only Son. God has prepared us today by the circumstances of our lives to receive his only Son again this Christmas. The psalmist writes in today's Mass, Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. The antiphon responsorial proclaims, Lift up your heads and see, your redemption is near at hand. My brothers and sisters, let us pray with the psalmist today to ask God to teach us his paths, to teach us his truths, and to allow us to walk in his ways. We ask the Lord to help us to see and to be ready to receive Jesus and to raise our heads high and to see our redemption, our Savior, born on Christmas Day.